You're listening to Random Observations with Ash. Hello, obviously I'm Ash. I'm doing my own intro. This is a daily podcast, guys, Monday through Sunday. Yes, Monday through Sunday. Come listen in to my personal thoughts, my observations, hence the name, life lessons learned along the way, along with like random subject matter that is sure to inspire you, make you think, or even make you laugh. Enjoy the random observations. If you are fascinated by hearing other people's perspectives and personal journeys, then you will definitely enjoy this podcast. Think of it as people watching with your best friend or those deep, random, and raw conversations that you might find yourself having in the wee hours of the morning. This is a lot of fun, you guys. I hope that you enjoy this podcast. You're in for a treat if I did not already say that. Thank you for your support. Enjoy the show. Yo, you guys. This is episode number 124 of Random with Ash. And I'll be honest, it's another freaking cold day. And you know what? I have not gone out since, I believe, Sunday. I've been kind of just indoors just because of this crazy frigid historic temperature drop that we've been having. Really, it kicked in last night is when we got really into that brutal cold. Like, I'm talking historic temperatures. I think it said something like over a decade since we've literally seen these kind of temperature drops. If you listen to yesterday, I think I kind of mentioned that it was supposed to be a high of like negative 13 or negative 20 today. And with the wind chill, it was going to be like negative 50. And of course, it actually was. And literally, the entire city is pretty much shut the fuck down. And literally, I guess, to be honest, like, I am going a little bit stir crazy just because I haven't left in a couple days. And while I love just being cozy and being indoors, obviously, because I'm very grateful for the fact that I don't have to go outside, I'm sure that you guys can relate in the sense of like when you're in an apartment or even a home, it's like after a couple days, you're like kind of itching to get out and just kind of get fresh air. But it's literally so cold that they're saying not to leave if you don't have to. And of course, they're also saying how you can get frostbite in like 5 minutes of exposure to this cold weather. So that's where I'm at. Like, that's what's been kind of going on all day. And I literally woke up at like 4:30 this morning just because the wind was so dang loud. Like, it was howling insane. And it's continued. Like, now we have kind of sunshine coming out, but it's still brutal cold. And same thing tomorrow. It's going to be another wind chill effect. It's going to be another crazy cold day. And it's going to be another day indoors for the most part. And hopefully, fingers crossed, by Friday, it's going to get a little bit warmer. And it's crazy how I heard this somewhere, how like for a Sunday, it's going to be like in the 40s. And based on where we're at right now with the wind chill factor, like the feels like temperature, which is kind of like you basically go by what the feels like is, because that's really what it feels like. But Sunday, it's going to be in the 40s, and literally it's like 100 degrees or something crazy like that, completely opposite of what we're having right now. So yeah, if you are in the Chicagoland area, I know I mentioned this yesterday, but I really am thinking of people, and I just hope that everyone is safe and warm and you're inside. If you don't need to be outside, definitely not the day to go outside. Even if you are a little stir crazy, it's far better just to stay put, stay indoors, stay in the warmth, stay comfortable, stay cozy, because you definitely don't want to be outside. And today I was thinking, like, what do I really want to talk about? Yesterday I kind of touched on radiating love and the importance of just kind of fell nicely into what's kind of going on with the weather and just how important it is to remember to count our blessings and think about what we do have. And then of course, radiating love kind of goes beyond just that. It's beyond just this crazy temperature, weather, or anything. It's like we really do want to radiate love. And that was kind of what I touched on yesterday. But as I was kind of thinking about what is it that I want to talk about today, I actually You know what? I'm going to throw this quote into the mix. I feel like I might have shared this quote before, but it's something that I just recently shared on Insta. So I'm going to read it to you guys. And it's by Patti LaBelle. And I think maybe, just maybe, this will speak to someone. And it goes, "All I can tell you really is if you get to the point where someone is telling you that you're not great or not good enough, just follow your heart and don't let anybody crush your dream." And I think that's such a important reminder. And I think kind of thinking about everything, it's like it's easy to let the outside world, or it's easy to let one scenario or one person or one situation or one failed attempt stop you from continuing to pursue or continue to change direction or to continue to try different things. And it definitely rings true for me, and I'm sure it rings true for you. It's like you have to really come back to yourself and just know, going into the whole line of like pivoting and changing direction, it's like, I know I did a whole episode where I kind of touched on that. It's like thinking of everything I've tried over the years and trying and then seeing a little growth, seeing dips or seeing highs and lows, and then reevaluating and realizing that it wasn't what I wanted to do. And for me, it's like I am such a typical like multifaceted type of person, and I like to try a lot of things, and I like having a lot of different kind of baskets that I'm working on. And I think going back to this whole quote by Patti LaBelle, and even just going back to the whole pivoting conversation, it's like I think it's better to be willing to experiment and to try different things than to not. Like if I really, because that's the other thing too. It's like I can look back and be like, oh, Ashley, like you should have stuck with something, or you should have not done that, or wow, that was a bunch of bullshit that you spent a couple of years on, or that was a waste of time or energy. But it goes back to that whole idea that experiences really do shape shift us, and they really do increase our overall knowledge, and knowledge in the sense of like learning more and more about ourselves, figuring out what we like, figuring out who we are, figuring out what it is that really resonates or what it is that really speaks to us. And I mean, this is all cliche shit, but it begs repeating. And that was kind of the most random thing that I could kind of interject here as I was trying to think of like some broader big topic to discuss today. I really just wanted to kind of bring that little quote into the mix, and just kind of a nice little reminder as we kind of come to the end of January. Because actually, yeah, tomorrow is January 31st. So that is the official close, or the official end of another month. And obviously, it's the first month of the new year. We're 30 days today, 31 days tomorrow from the lovely start to 2019. And I know recently, I think it was last weekend when I was decided to post the year in review episode, it's like, it's crazy to me how fast time moves, but then it's also thinking about what you were thinking about when you started this year. Like, how did you enter 2019? I know for myself, I definitely started it off like on a really good foot, because I'm like, you know what? We're going to leave all the past in the behind and just go ahead and move forward, because there was a lot of shit that I kind of was still holding on to in 2018, or things that I really needed to kind of come out and speak about, which obviously, if you've been listening to the show, you've heard all the history or all the backstory or these things that I've been talking about in terms of like just letting everything out come the end of 2018. Because there is like that big post that I made kind of touching on a lot of this in terms of like things that were needed to be said and kind of needed to be closed in order to move forward. So that's something else to consider. And I think I'll probably touch more on that as we kind of come to the close of the month tomorrow, the official last day of January. So stay tuned for that. I'll probably touch more on like the last 31 days, or like even just kind of thinking about riffing a little bit more about thinking about where you were when you started 2019 and where you are 31 days later, and then kind of readjusting or recalibrating or really kind of getting honest with yourself in some fashion about what's next or what you want to really make February, because February 1st is Friday. So kind of tying all that together, I guess. So on that note, you guys, I'm going to go ahead and wrap this episode up. not really a meaty type of episode, but I do like coming on here and doing something every single day, even if it's not the most exciting, because that's the other thing that's always in the back of my mind is like, oh, you don't really have anything really big or important to talk about today. Because honestly, I think I've shared this before, but I really just do these off the cuff, and I really never have a specific topic in mind until I start recording. And that's just kind of how the flow works for me. I just kind of come on here and riff, and whatever comes out. So that is going to be today's episode. I hope you guys, like I said, if you are in the Chicagoland area, I hope you are staying safe, warm, and indoors. And just think, like, we're going to be in spring soon. I know that's kind of far, far away to even fathom when we're smack dab in the middle of this historic low temperature. But spring and summer are right around the corner. And I do believe that this will be coming to an end. It's just very historic. And I think it's all over the freaking news in the sense of, like, this is a pretty big thing. So definitely, definitely, definitely look forward to spring, and definitely, definitely think about people that are not as fortunate as you in terms of like having heat or the basics. Don't take that stuff for granted. I know I don't. So on that note, that's going to wrap up today's show. Today is Thursday, and yeah, I will be back. I know today is freaking Wednesday. See, that's what happens when you're inside for a lot of days. Like, you kind of forget what day you're actually on. But yeah, it's Wednesday. So tomorrow I'll be back for the last day of January. And yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this little random episode. And I hope that you will come back tomorrow to join another episode of Random with Ash. Final note, if you are not following, definitely do so. Random with Ash on Insta, randomwithash.com. And of course, you can find me, Love Ashley Tay, on Twitter and Insta as well. And yeah, I'll be back in your ears tomorrow. Take care, you guys. So there you have it, you guys. That was an episode of Random Observations with Ash. That's me. And I wanted to let you guys know that if you have not followed, definitely go check me out. I'm on Instagram, Random with Ash. I'm on Twitter, Random with Ash. I'm also on the website, randomwithash.com, where you can kind of get more and more of me. Obviously, come on, it's like a daily podcast, so there's quite a bit of me to go around, if you will. So thank you for giving me your attention, for taking the time out of your busy, hectic day to kind of come up and give this little podcast a listen. I really, really appreciate it. And of course, if you're not subscribed, definitely do so. I'm on all the different platforms, originating on Anchor, which is where I actually record these episodes. Pardon my fuck up there. And on that note, you guys, stay tuned for tomorrow's episode. And final thought, if you're not, go ahead and share this with someone that you think might enjoy this little random-esque podcast.